This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I'm Chris Boros. The Virginia Department of Health reports that we're currently in a lull between waves of respiratory illnesses. WMRA's Randy Behagy reports.
Cases of respiratory viruses in the Commonwealth are currently low but trending upwards, according to VDH data on emergency department visits. Elena Diskin, who oversees disease surveillance for the department, said infections typically spike at the very end of the year.
We've been seeing COVID-19 activity decreasing since about early September after the summer wave. And flu and RSV are still pretty low right now. We're seeing the same nationally as well. However, we do expect to see flu, COVID, and RSV activity pick up in the next few weeks as we move deeper into fall and winter. And the best way to prevent against serious illness is by staying up to date on your vaccines.
If you did catch COVID as part of that August-September wave,
you can consider delaying or waiting to get your updated COVID vaccine by about 3 months since you last had your COVID infection. And that's really mainly to make sure that when you get your updated COVID vaccine, you're kind of maximizing the protection that it can give you.
Diskin said patients should talk to their healthcare providers if they're unsure about when to get vaccines and boosters. COVID and flu shots are available at most local pharmacies, as are RSV vaccines for adults over 75 years of age or over 60 with certain risk factors. For WMRA News, I'm Randy Behagy.
We have a link to the respiratory illnesses dashboard on our website at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. A VPM News investigation found a Richmond City Council candidate who identifies as a lawyer may not be licensed. Managing editor Donthea Price-Lisco explains.
Throughout his campaign for Richmond's 6th Council District, Tavares M. Floyd has identified as a civil rights lawyer and small business owner. But VPM News confirmed with the Virginia State Bar that there is no record of Floyd in its database. Further investigation showed he is not licensed as a lawyer, attorney, or legal consultant in public records nationwide. The city of Alexandria, where Floyd previously lived and reportedly ran a legal services business, told VPM News there are no related financial records for that company, and there are no business entities tied to any variation of Floyd's name in State Corporation Commission records. Floyd declined to answer questions about where and when he was licensed to practice law. In an email, he said he was a, quote, legal consultant and advisor in Virginia.
That's Donthea Price-Lisco reporting. With the election just 15 days away, two Republican officials in Waynesboro have filed a lawsuit challenging the state's voting system. Sandy Houseman reports on their concerns and what one expert has to say about them.
The chairman of Waynesboro's electoral board and its vice chair say they might refuse to certify election results because machines used to tally ballots could be connected to the internet and results might be manipulated. Henry Chambers is not convinced, an expert on voting and a professor at the University of Richmond School of Law. He begins the defense of Virginia's voting system with this point.
The voting machines are not connected to the internet.
And he says the machines are routinely checked for accuracy.
The machines are certified first with a stack of ballots where we know what the count is. We run those dummy ballots through the machine. The machines are certified, and then they are sealed with tamper-proof tape.
And after the election, each machine is audited. If the Waynesboro challenge were to succeed, he warns, we're in for trouble.
Not only would they have to hand count the ballots in Waynesboro, they'd have to hand count the ballots all across the state. Now, have fun doing that.
Based on past experience with voting machines, ATMs, and modern cash registers, he says, counting is something they do with great accuracy. People, on the other hand, are known to make mistakes. And the chairman of Virginia's Republican Party says the suit was brought by a couple of loners and will likely be rejected in court. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing everything from medicine to entertainment. Michael Pope reports that it's even making a splash in Virginia politics.
I've been proud to serve the people of the 8th District of Virginia for over a decade now.
That is not the voice of Congressman Don Beyer, a Democrat from Alexandria. It's an AI simulation known as the Donbot.
If necessity is the mother of invention, pettiness is the father.
That's Bentley Hensel, an independent candidate running against Beyer. He created the Donbot using the congressman's website and public statements. Last week, he and another independent candidate debated the Donbot on issues including gun violence, Medicare for all, and raising the minimum wage.
One of the things I did show here is that you can use AI responsibly and get pretty accurate answers. And I think at least I started a conversation.
In a written statement, Beyer said that he already participated in two debates. He also called himself a leading voice for regulating AI, adding that he would support legislation to prevent nefarious actors from using AI to spread misinformation about elected officials during political campaigns. Hensel disagrees.
The cat's out of the bag with AI. You cannot regulate the models. You can't regulate the AI providers because Donbot is using open source models.
Hensel says his next project will be POTUS-GPT, allowing users to ask questions of presidential candidates. I'm Michael Pope.
That's been the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.